At Quite the Thing Media, we aim to bring you the best podcasts produced by independent creators, made without constraints.
And that, okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Anna? Miss Anna,
I'm good today? I'm good, thank you. Hello, how are you, virgin sister?
Oh, still virgin, thank you, and you.
Welcome.
Welcome back to our new episode.
Yes, yes, welcome back.
I hope you're all fine.
Good, healthy, strong. How
yes,
are you?
Yes, et cetera, et cetera,
you
et cetera.
Came again unprepared.
Why not?
Why yes?
Why not?
Why yes? So, how was your week?
My week was full of...
Babysitting.
Babysitting.
Yes.
Kids.
Kids.
And full of practices, yoga practices.
Ah, okay. Okay, that's fine.
Bigger kids.
Bigger kids, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I had babysitting too. And... kids and children. And
you've never talked about your twin.
My twin.
Your twin nieces.
Nieces, you want me to talk about?
Yeah, tell us about the ginger one.
The ginger one.
The ginger one is the Buddha, right?
The Buddha.
The Buddha.
What is the Buddha?
The Buddha.
What do you mean?
Om Buddha.
No.
Oh, the other one.
Oh no! Au contraire.
On the contrary.
No, she, not he. She,
it depends.
She
now is she?
No, she. yes.
Tomorrow we don't know.
No, they are great. They are both perfect.
But which one is the Buddha?
The bigger one.
The bigger one.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, the bigger one. Some few seconds.
Seconds.
Bigger. Yes.
Not even minutes.
But she's active now. She's very active, if she wants to. But,
she reads the Samanti.
Yes, maybe.
You know, the high...
State of consciousness.
Yes.
Uh-huh. There is a song, do you remember that?
Samanti.
No, higher state of consciousness.
No. Do you remember the other one, song? The one from Madonna's album, Ray of Light, Shanti Shanti Amambuda. Oh yeah, there's a song.
No, I don't remember it. I want you to tell me something again this episode because you came again unprepared.
Yes, but I came and
I'm
changed your life.
I'm working for you, you know.
Yes,
but
I came and I changed your life.
Yes. Indeed.
Are you going to piss me off again?
Let me
tell you something before you ask me the question.
Yes.
While I was driving here, I listened on the radio Backstreet Boys.
Ah.
This is a flashback from our earliest episode.
Yes.
And I listened carefully Nick Carter's voice.
Yes.
And I think
he's voiceless.
Except that, I think that he has the same quality with Britney Spears, the very nasal sound.
Baby,
so,
baby.
Nah. So they should do now that Britney is free.
She's free.
Yeah, I think so.
We love you, Britney.
So they should work together and do a collaboration.
Something happened this week, I think. Oh no, the previous week.
It was the full moon.
No. Apart from that, not the full moon. Something happened with the painting of Picasso. Here, I think in Greece or no? No.
Yes.
Where this happened? They dropped the painting.
Yeah, but
where here?
Yes, in Greece.
So explain to me because I didn't watch the news and I want you to tell me what happened because I have a lot of things to discuss on it.
I understand now your
my concept.
Yes, your concept,
because you are the light.
Yes,
but I am the sun here.
Yes, darling. First of all, Me neither. I haven't watched the news.
Yes.
Just a little bit I read online.
Yes.
So I can't recall some years ago.
Yes.
From our national
gallery.
Uh-huh. They have taken a Picasso's painting.
Yes.
Among some other one, some other.
They stole it. You mean?
Yeah, they stole it.
Ah, okay.
So, previous week,
yes,
they found the painting,
yes,
the Picasso one,
mm-hmm,
in a. How do I say? Inside a climb, a mountain climb, a faragi. How do I say?
Gorge.
Oh, inside the gorge,
or
somewhere.
Canyon.
Oh,
like
canyon.
The Grand Canyon.
Yes, okay, the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
So
not
they
in
found
the Grand Canyon.
Yes, I understand the canyon,
or a gorge.
Like Grand Canyon.
Kurtaliotis Gorge.
Kurtaliotis Gorge.
Near my villas, you don't remember.
Samaria Gorge. Yes, I
yes
always say Kurtaliotis Faragi in Greek.
Yes, but it's a gorge or a canyon. Go on. So
anyway,
they found it.
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, they found the Picasso painting. The Picasso's painting.
The stolen one.
The stolen one.
Ah.
So the good employees, the government employees, they were all very proud that they found the stolen painting.
Yes.
So they uploaded a photo and a video.
Yes.
From the situation.
Okay. The incident.
The
anyway.
Incident.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And they were grabbing
yes
the painting
yes
with bare hands.
Okay. Oh. Ee
wee wee
wee
wee.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't know that they shouldn't touch the painting
with
bare hands.
And who dropped it? I think that someone dropped the painting or not.
Yes, they dropped it. After that, after the bare hands
yes
incident,
yes.
Afterwards, they had placed, I think, two paintings
on the wall,
on a shelf.
Okay. Yes.
And they were taking photos and videos again.
Yeah.
I think inside a police station,
mm-hmm,
something like that, and a government office.
Okay.
So while they were taking the videos,
yes,
the video, the painting dropped
fell
down. Yeah, it fell.
By itself.
By itself.
Ah.
Yeah, because they haven't put something to stabilize it.
Ah.
And then
that's why it was
they
a
grabbed
big issue
it again with bare hands.
Yes.
Like it was something meaningless, something worthless.
Yes.
So it became it was very, it was like a comedy show.
Okay. So
you do
you
want me to talk
no,
about
no, no. Yes,
the
I,
grandpa
I
the grandpa big Picasso what?
I want you to give me some information about arts because you have studied fine arts.
Oh,
I have studied.
It will be very
yes
difficult.
It's don't worry, I trust you. I have studied photography, okay. Before we chose
another path
our
in life,
new careers.
New
anyway,
careers.
So why you can't hold the Picasso with bare hands?
Because it's the same reason you can't touch the marbles of Parthenon with bare hands.
Why?
Because it will destroy it.
How?
From our
fat in the fingers.
Yes.
On the fingers.
Yes.
I mean,
thank
really?
You, thank you. Yes. Yes.
Ah. Okay. So that's why they hold it
mm-hmm
with gloves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know a story. I'm gonna.
Yes,
tell
yes,
you.
Tell it, tell it.
A student of mine
mm-hmm
called Picasso overrated, an overrated artist. You know that, right?
Yes. Is she
and
now in,
you
is she now in jail?
No. You know that she's a very clever person.
Yes, of course.
She's a very nice person. She's an excellent student because not only because of her marks,
mm-hmm.
but also she has a culture,
mm-hmm.
she has a quality as a person.
Yes, I believe it. But she's not well educated in this area.
And why is that, Yanis? You know, why is that, John?
Because we never been informed the right way in our school.
Yes.
In our schools about art.
About art.
All kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
Fine arts, music, paintings, cinema,
sculpture, photography. Poetry.
Course.
And the same person, you remember what she had told me? She has told me that.
Except Picasso. What else?
No. She basically.
About the writer.
Her teacher, yes. Her teacher mentioned Picasso, the famous painting Guernica,
mm-hmm.
and they were
Guernica.
Talking about Guernica.
Guernica. In Spanish.
In Spanish, I'm really
because
sorry.
It's the place.
Guernica.
Yes,
okay.
we usually say it Guernica in.
And I study Spanish. Anyway, so Guernica. So, and they were talking about that, I think it was in her Greek lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really bored, my student. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me that I think Picasso is overrated and I don't understand why he became
mm-hmm.
so famous, etc.,
mm-hmm.
etc., etc. And I was so surprised because I know her that she likes reading, she likes watching educational things, etc. And what one more thing that she told me is about the writers and the books. If a book is a very big, if the book has
a lot
of pages. It means that the writer doesn't have imagination
mm-hmm.
because I think they are very talkative and they don't have any imagination and I'm really bored. And she likes reading books.
Mm.
My student likes, she really likes reading books and very interesting books and classical books.
Yes.
Some of them are really classical. And I'm asking you, whose fault is that? Ours, the students, the system, the government, whose fault is that?
All of us.
All of us. Why all of us?
Of course, all of us. Let me tell you something before that. Sometimes I confess that I go online and I read all the comments below Picasso, for example, as you mentioned.
Where? On social media?
Yes, on social media. And I read about the comments from, everyone.
Yes.
And they usually say, sorry, oh, what the bullshit is that about the painting?
Yes.
My 3 years old grandson or my daughter could make it better.
Better,
yeah.
Yes.
So, if you're 30 years old, a daughter or a granddaughter, why don't you sell it online? So why your 30 years old, your 3 years old daughter is not famous?
Do you
because,
think that
because
they could be famous like him? Because he was a pioneer.
Yes,
some,
they cannot
styles,
understand.
You know?
Yes, they cannot understand. First of all, this thing that he was a pioneer in his way of change things about how we conceive and see things.
Mm-hmm.
Not only him, all the big, artists.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Of course, it is your right. When you have the knowledge, and the information to say that, Picasso or Miró or someone from all the contemporary artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite. So you can say Rembrandt is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Da Vinci is my favorite artist. But you have to
appreciate
the technique,
the
and
techniques, the talent.
The talent.
Ah, the talent. You know that they told me, if you have a talent, you don't need to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the...
My students
told
me that. Basically, a student of mine told me that. And she's also a very clever person. She's 14, 15 years old. And she told me, and I was again surprised. If you have a talent, you don't need to work really hard because you know everything.
Yes.
And you don't need anyone to show you anything.
Uh-huh.
And... I said, this is a wrong perspective,
mm-hmm.
because you need to work hard. All the big artists work really, really hard to achieve what they have
of course.
Today. So you have to to improve your skills by working hard. So this is a very wrong, very false
opinion.
And I think...
You know...
What,
yes. Sorry.
You go on.
No, I wanted to say something for the talent, for the word talent. You know, who was my favorite teacher of all time?
Yes.
Mrs. Sophia.
Yes.
The one who taught me how to paint.
Yes. I remember. Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace. So. She was always telling us that talent it's wrong, that no one has talent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a false state,
mm-hmm.
of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was giving us this example. If a person that thinks that he has talent,
mm-hmm.
or she, and you have one person with talent and another one with no talent at all. So if the one with talent never works in his life,
mm-hmm.
the other one who hasn't got the talent from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
The other one he will get yes he will succeed.
What was my point? What is my point? Is that the educational system doesn't provide us with a lot of choices. They don't give us choices. They don't give us a proper art classroom.
Yes, classroom.
They don't give us proper information about art. Not only art, because we have underrated many other fields, sports. We don't do any
anything
sports,
but mathematics,
science and languages.
Yes.
Nothing else. And it's very important because students wouldn't come to me telling me these things, that Picasso is overrated and I don't like when the books are very big and you don't need to work when you are talented. Because they don't give us choices. So, yes.
They could tell it. But they should be informed, well informed, before they have their own opinion in arts, in art.
Yes. You think?
Yes, because you say, I don't like opera music,
mm-hmm.
but have you ever listened to opera music and explained to you?
Yes, me, yes, I have.
Have you ever read a poem?
Poem.
Have you ever seen a sculpture? in the museum and explain to you why this this artist make it that way. Because everything it depends on the period, the year,
yes,
that this piece of art was made.
Yes,
depends on political issues
and social issues.
Social,
a piece of work reflects basically our society.
Yes,
that's what I was trying to explain to my student.
That's why now we have Cardi B. I don't have something with
against her.
Like Cardi B, maybe she could be my friend and drink coffee, but this kind of art.
You are trying to find the quality in arts, right?
Art could be trashy too.
Yes, of course.
You could, you can make, I can't remember the exact period. They were making, I think, in the early 60s.
What?
The ready makes. Do you remember the ready make? Πώς είναι το κίνημα? Sorry.
Movement.
Ah, the ready make movement.
What
they were taking, for example, they were taking a bathtub.
Yes.
And they were putting, let's say, a red mark.
Okay.
On their bathtub.
Yes.
And this was
called art.
Yes. But it had something to tell you,
yes,
because of all the διαδρομή.
Route, destination.
Oh yes, all the destination and everything from the art from the artist that he was thinking.
Okay. There was a story behind
it. There was a story. There was a subtext. A subtext.
There is always a story behind a piece of art, don't you think?
Yes, and I also, yes, of course. And I think that the biggest artists in history,
yes,
the thing that make them big and immortals, it's the way they open themselves and let us see inside of them. They become very they become an open book. They show, they expose themselves.
Do you know that my students don't read books anymore? Basically, they don't know how to read books.
They have Kindle and this.
They don't have it. They don't care about books. They don't know fairy tales.
Do they listen?
No, they don't listen.
Nothing.
They don't nothing. I have some students that they read novels, okay, and psychological books. But in general, they don't read books. They don't like reading books.
Yes, because you can listen to a podcast. You can see a short video on YouTube.
I think
YouTube.
They just read the summary, or they watch a video about a book, about an artist, for example. And they can find whatever they want on the internet. So that's why maybe they're not very keen on it.
The other day, I was with, you know, with the Aloha, friend of ours.
Yes.
And I told him to listen on a track on YouTube.
Okay.
And the first thing he did,
yes,
just seconds when the music started to play, he, you know, he double clicked to skip.
He moved it forward.
To skip it.
To skip it.
Skip, not to skip, yes, to move forward 10, 20, 30 seconds.
Ah, okay.
And I told him, why don't you listen to the intro of the song?
What was the song?
It was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Summertime.
Do you know how old is he?
Yes, yes.
He's 20 years old.
Yes, but that's not my point. My point is...
You are a criminal.
Yes, I am a criminal. But my point is that this is a whole piece of art.
Yes, okay.
It's... You should listen. You can't...
All of it, yes.
Yes, you can't see Guernica or Guernica and
yes.
go with the microscope and look the paint in 1 centimeter.
Ah, okay.
And say that this is art.
Okay.
You should see the whole picture.
Ah, okay. Yes.
So when we were young and we were listening to music,
when we were younger. When we were younger.
You didn't have the option.
Yes.
To skip.
Yes.
For seconds, you turned on the radio and you listened the whole track.
Yes.
What's this on your hair?
I don't know. It's a bug.
No, it's not a bug.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's on your left hand.
Ah, it's a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper.
Thank you, John.
You wipe your hair with paper.
Toilet paper. I don't know. I don't know. I did some chores before you come.
So that's my point. This is my point.
Yes. I'm very sad about that, basically.
Now,
I don't like when people tell me, when my students, basically, because I work with children, okay, they are between 9 years old and 18 years old, okay, and when they tell me these things, I'm getting very sad, basically, and surprised, of course. But, you know, the other day, one student of mine again, and she told me that she doesn't like reading books because they are really boring.
Okay.
And, you know, she reads only psychological books.
Okay.
And she's 15 years old.
Okay.
And I was trying to explain to her that a book. A story on the, because she doesn't like reading books because they're all fake.
Oh.
Because they don't tell us the truth.
Mm.
And I explained it to her that every book, it's a reflection
of reality.
Of the reality we live in, okay? Of the reality now or back.
some days,
years before. And she was looking at me like that. I said, no, I don't like Miss. I said, no, so give it a go. You can try and read a book.
Mm.
And yes, they have an opinion without experienced something.
Well, so basically, she was telling you that Julius Verne.
He was a French. I think right.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't remember.
Yes.
So
Julius Verne. Peut-être.
Okay.
I don't know. Yes.
When he was writing about the 2000
something
under the sea.
Yes,
under the water. So at his time,
yes,
that was totally imagination.
Yes.
So it was fake.
Yes.
But some years later,
yes,
his imagination became a total reality.
Yes.
So, your student...
They don't know a lot of things about literature as well, John. Not only about...
But I'm not talking about... We're not talking about literature. The art. Every kind of art.
Yes.
Every artist...
Yes.
Is the person, each one of them is the person that can look forward.
Mm.
with an open mind. Yes.
Of course, I agree.
Then, after the art people, after that, everything will flow because they use their imagination.
Yes. Yes.
Da Vinci was a sculptor. He was an inventor.
I think
a sculptor.
I think Da Vinci had ADHD. You know that because he never finished his work.
Oh,
his
I don't know that.
Any kind of work. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I read an article about that.
Yes.
So okay. Okay, so
why didn't you tell your student that Da Vinci liked to paint with sperm and blood?
Really? Because I don't remember this information.
Yes. You should shock them.
Yes, I will. Last time I told them about political correctness movement and they were very surprised, but they accepted it very nicely, because they liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of them wondered why is it bad to call someone fat?
Yes.
Or to call names someone about his race, about his sexual
religion,
orientation,
etc.
Because she thinks that we are all the same, we are equal, etc. And I try to explain to her that this is not everybody's perspective.
Yeah.
Yes, an opinion. And but they loved it because I gave them a piece of work from a book. And it was a fairy tale, a parody of the fairy tale about the political correctness movement. I don't remember the writer, but they loved it. So, it's time for us to go.
No, you should tell me about you know, the Sappho movement writer. Tell me the one you studied.
Virginia Woolf.
Yeah, Virginia Woolf.
About what?
About her work.
About her work.
Yeah, you told me a nice quote of her that how did you say to me the other day that she believed that every woman, every person should be
in a room with 500 pounds. Then she could be happy. I don't remember. I will talk about it next episode.
Something about that.
I don't remember. So.
What show?
Goodbye.
So
now.
And so.
Yes,
no.
Yes, because you are speaking about 32 minutes.
But you asked me about Picasso.
We didn't.
First of all.
Yes.
Second of all. Third of all. I don't know. We haven't mentioned a lot of big artists.
No,
we have
Picasso.
We
just
have
triggered our conversation.
Yeah, but we have
our
we have
point of view. Next
yeah, but
time,
we have
we
so many ways to express ourselves. Marina Abramovic performances. Don't do that face.
No, I have some, I have some issues with her. Anyway.
You should go brush your hair about 3,000 times.
Yes.
And then you can come and speak to me.
Okay. Some of her works are too much for me.
Okay, yes, but you
I
know
don't
about...
I understand them very much.
Yes, but you should feel it.
Yes.
But if they don't...
The feeling I have is anger and disgust, so...
So, this... That's
this
something.
Is, yes,
that's
I
something.
I know. She achieved what she wanted. Okay. So
Dalí.
Yes, I like Dalí.
You like Dalí.
Yes. I have mentioned that
before. With melted the
yes,
thing
yes,
with
yes,
melted
yes.
Words.
I like it.
Dalí was
a fascist, I think.
I would say that he was from a few artists. He was one of a few artists that he was very well paid while he was living.
Okay, so...
No, let me tell you something for Picasso,
yes.
And we should close our episode with this story.
Okay.
I think I've told you this one before. When Picasso, he was already famous, and he was too well paid for his work.
Mm-hmm.
A woman went to him, and she wanted to ask him to paint a portrait of her.
Mm-hmm. I know the story.
Yes, you know the story. So he met him at a coffee, at a cafe, and she told him, she asked him to paint her. She thought that Picasso would tell her, make an appointment to go to her, I don't know, big apartments, something to paint her. But while she was speaking to him, Picasso had a piece of paper and he did a portrait of her in about, 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a rich woman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, she was a rich woman. That's why she wanted to Picasso to make her the portrait for her. And Picasso, he finished, and he passed the paper to her, and he said, "Oh, here it is, you're ready." And she replied, "But excuse me, I will pay for this portrait, I don't know, let's say 10,000 euros.
Okay.
Okay. You asking for 10,000 euros for a doodle that you did in 10 minutes?" And he replied to her, "Excuse me, my lady, but it took me my whole life."
Yes.
Not
you
10
pay
minutes.
The knowledge.
Yes.
Good.
So.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate.
Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy to the lady, but the lady was guy.
So, start appreciating any forms of art, okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Express yourself.
Express yourself, like you always do.
Mm-hmm.
And see you next time, John. Thank you so much.
See you, listen you,
listen
to
you. Listen to you next time, John. Thank you so
bye.
Much.
Bye. Bye, kisses.
Bye-bye, darlings. Au revoir. A tout à l'heure.
A bientôt.
At Quite the Thing Media, we aim to bring you the best podcasts produced by independent creators, made without constraints.